Blog Talk Radio.
Red left slot, 51X spot, flanker cross. Someone, right? 58! Blue, 58 to the... All right, here we go. They're going to jump right here. You know they're going to jump. Everybody hold your water. Green right slot, 98 handoff slot on three. Ready? Balls.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. That's a fuck.
I'm the quarterback. Okay. Don't stop, homie. I go to jail if I get sacked. Yeah. So block for me. Eight ball in my corner pocket. It's on and popping. Got the whole club leaning with it. And body rocking. Drunk driving in my cut, dog. I got my truck ball. 72 Tennessee Titans. Like, what up, y'all? I'm on for it.
Another episode of Picking Up the Blitz. I am one of your hosts, E. Fane. KB will be your other host whenever he decides he wants to come on the air here. And as always, we do have Mr. Wonderful himself, Mad Money Mike, producing. Mad Money, you with me on this one?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm right here.
All right. So KB's out there somewhere, and he'll chime in whenever he feels ready to go, man. It was a week off last week. We had to go do some Valentine's Day celebrations. Whatever. I'm pretty glad that's out of the way. But we're back. We're ready to go. A lot of things have happened here. Free agency news. Not a lot. Actually, nothing. The mock draft came out. There's really nothing to talk about. But, hey, you know what? I can play along. KB, you want to give us the rundown of the show here, or you want me to just go ahead and carry this thing as usual?
I'll tell you what. You know, you do carry this show as usual on the regular. So, Ethan, no, absolutely not. You're not going to get that opportunity to, because we have stuff that our listeners actually care about besides your sporadic rants every once in a while, even though I love them and our listeners do so much. And I am ready to set you, dude, I am ready to set the Ethan train right off the tracks from the beginning. From the beginning. But I want to let our callers know that you can get involved in the show at 267-521-0153. The basis of this show here is we want to hear your hopes and dreams, your off-season drafts, and free agent acquisitions for your team, what you're looking for in the off-season. But before we get to you callers, we got a couple things we got to take care of.
What do you want to talk about? What do you want to go with?
Well, Eddie, what do we like most? What do we like most besides women?
You got me stumped, man. What do you got?
Money.
Where are you going with this one?
Let's get to these locked and loaded NBA picks of the week. Load them up. Come on, Mad Money. Hit him up.
We got to get this train, the fade train rolling, baby. Let's go. Well,
kick that music up a little bit. These picks are a little more intense. With Mad Money, we put a little more thought into them than the volume you did. Come on, Mad Money. Hook it up. Come on, producer, Mad Money.
Mad Money, turn it up for the fade train, baby. Turn it up for the fade train, baby.
Woo!
All right, now kick it back a little bit. Kick it back a little bit so we can hear what Ethan's saying. Let's drop these picks. Mad Money, why does it sound like your first day? You've been doing this forever, dog. Let's go. Ethan, rock this out.
Listen, man, we're coming back off the All-Star break here. We got to get this show on track. We're starting off with tomorrow night's games. We got four of them with the spreads that have already come in. First and foremost, we got Washington at Cleveland, the new revamped Cleveland Cavaliers, -6.5. Obviously, Kevin Love's out. John Wall, obviously, also out. Who do you got with Cleveland, -6.5? That's where I'm going. Your two turn.
Oh, man, I'm taking Washington for sure over that. +6.5 for Washington. And I got plenty of explanations behind that before you go to Mad Money. Cleveland's just coming off their All-Star break, looking a little too hot off that Saturday win. with Paul Pierce's debut, preview, whatever you want to call it, there that happened in Boston. I think Cleveland gets caught in the mousetrap here in this one. Mad Money, what are your thoughts, brah?
I'm going to stick with Washington on this one, too.
You're both dead wrong. It's going to be Cleveland easily. This is a new revamped team. It's clear to see. But moving right along, the Philadelphia 76ers, -6 at Chicago. I'm pretty sure we're all going to agree with this one. I'm going with Philadelphia. Chicago's a team that's just going to phone in the rest of the season, in my opinion. Your two thoughts. AB first.
It's a tough bet. I don't like taking either side. I don't like taking either side, but if I had to, I'd take Chicago and the points. But I would avoid the bet.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit up with Chicago too.
Yeah, you're gonna go with Chicago. Okay, moving right along. OKC -8 at Sacramento. I'm rolling OKC for the obvious reasons.
Thought?
Yeah. What's the spread?
-8. OKC -8.
OKC -8, hosting
at
Sacramento.
At Sacramento.
Still kind of like OKC. Russell Westbrook's a freaking baller. Like him or not, team player or not, it's hard to bet against that fool.
Has anyone watched the Sacramento game all year? Get the hell out of here. It's OKC. It's obvious. Mad Money, you're going to roll with Sacramento, the Kings, Mad Money? Is that what you're going to do here? Go ahead.
That's not what's going to happen here. This is going to go OKC.
Well done, buddy. All right, in the fourth game of the night.
So that's a three-way
Clippers.
OKC?
Three-way OKC. We've got it down. Last game of the night, L.A. Clippers at Golden State. Golden State -10.5. Golden State for the obvious reasons. Agree? Disagree?
I agree.
Thoughts?
I agree.
Concerns?
Wait, say it one more time.
Perfect.
I want to hear it and think about it.
I'm going to spell this out for you as slowly as I can. I'm about as concerned for you as I would be for the L.A. Clippers, bro. L.A. Clippers are playing at Golden State. That's the Warriors. They got Steph Curry on their team. They got a guy named Kevin Durant on their team. This dude, Draymond Green, he's not very good, but people seem to think he is on their team. And then there's this other, like, pasty-looking dude that runs around. He's got, like, this kind of, like, Jufro going on. And his name is something Clay, something Tom. I don't know exactly how it goes because nobody's heard from him in a while in my record book. Golden State -10.5. Who do you got? Let's move along from the segment. It was dead from the start.
No. It's not dead from the start because people want
to
make money. And I'm taking... And this is the pick of the night right here. I'm taking Lulu to cover on Golden State.
They're just picking Lou Williams versus Golden State.
Yeah, he can fire up some points. He's got enough firepower to cover that spread.
Hey, man, if you say so, Beck, I'll roll with your word, dude. When you're wrong, you're going to be wrong. Just don't come crying to me and Mad Money about it, all right?
No. You already just said you were going to side with my pick. With your own decision.
Absolutely not. Golden State all day. And then also, I think the over-under on that one is 232.5. I'd also go over on that. I think Golden State's going to come out firing coming off the All-Star break.
All right. Well, our phone line is 267-521-0153. To get in on the conversation, just call the line to blitz the show. This is Kyle Beck, Eddie Fane, Mad Money, Mike, doing what we do here on the Picking Up the Blitz blogcast.
Listen. KB, while we're on the subject of the NBA, before you get into all the stuff that I know you want to get into and start discussing and everything like that, man.
It's killing me, man.
Listen. Just give me one more second here on this. We can talk about the All-Star game. Nobody watched it. Mad Money, did you watch the All-Star game?
No.
No one watched it. Apparently, fine, it was a good game, everything like that. I know you didn't watch it. I watched it for about 6 seconds. It is what it is. The thing that I'm really concerned about, I really want to hear what your opinion is in particular, is this revamped Cleveland Cavaliers team. Because we didn't have a show last week, and I can't remember 2 weeks of my own life as opposed to what the hell we were talking about on a show 2 weeks ago. The thoughts of this new Cleveland team coming together, and this is something we didn't discuss in the pre-show either, and I'm hearing this first time on the air.
I want to know if you think that this really makes the difference with all these new guys, that this could be something that's going to push Cleveland, because obviously it's woken up LeBron. They had won, I believe, 4 in a row going into the All-Star break. I'm not positive on that if somebody wants to stat check it. But I'm just thinking in my mind that this was just – all this was, maybe it's not an improvement of players. It's guys that can do something off the dribble by themselves, but it's just made LeBron happy. And when he's happy, he plays harder. And it's so clear to see. And I know your Boston Celtics were kind of starting to lean as the perennial favorites to win the East, kind of as we were watching the spiral start to happen for Cleveland. But now with LeBron coming back fresh off the All-Star break, I think we're about to see a lot of Cleveland Cavaliers domination with a lot of youth surrounding him. And I want to know, as a Boston Celtics fan, the radio host, if you're a little bit nervous right now watching the King coming to take your crown.
Yeah, Eddie, everybody's taking notice of what's happened there. But what you have to look at it is this is exactly like when you leave the lights on in your car and, you still got a good car, but the lights are on, but then you drain your car battery. Next day, you come out and the car is fine because it wasn't really about the battery. It was about what's behind the vehicle that's running it. He's got a brand new. I wish we had Battery Mart for a sponsor here, but. There wasn't too many problems with the car, but he got a new battery there, and now he believes in his car a lot more than he should, because his car's got other problems that are going to break down soon.
What kind of a car is it?
Don't believe too much into LeBron's rejuvenation with this young team. Because they still have the same problems. They've just fixed one little part that didn't matter all that much to the entirety of the vehicle.
Well, a battery's pretty important.
Yeah, to get it started, and that's what happened. LeBron James got it started, and he revved up the engine a little bit, and he beat the Celtics. But how long is this going to last? And how he couldn't get along with Kyrie, he couldn't get along with Isaiah, George Hill. Are you telling me that he's this much of a class act that he's gonna get down on one, maybe two knees to LeBron, and SSD the way to the NBA Finals? I mean, I doubt that. And even if he gets him there, then they still have another battle.
He's a good year tire. If they're all good year tires, it's going to be a great year, and they can roll their way to the freaking finals. I mean, no problem. They're going to run through Boston, bro. You understand that, right? The second LeBron decides that the battery's good in the car, which I have no idea how you just turned that. I thought that was going to be the biggest joke disaster of an analogy that I had ever heard in my life. And somehow you pulled that out, because I thought you were – I'm pretty sure you made that up on the spot. I don't know if you were trying to save that for somewhere in the show, but we were not planning on talking about this. So well done on your part. But, yeah,
Double A,
but you're not backing your argument. LeBron is a sturdy-ass freaking truck, dude, and he's going to roll right
now. Hey, Eddie, we got a caller that's got an opinion on it.
Exhibit-stimped Boston Honda Civic. Like Kyrie Irving's like the fish tank in the Honda Civic, dude. It's nice to look at right now, but it's not going to get you where you need to go in the future. Oh, man, money, you saw what I did there? That was awesome.
Eddie, we got a call on the line. Let's go to the caller. He's the first and worst on bringing the blitz. Caller, where are you bringing the blitz from, and what's this blitz all about?
I'm bringing the blitz from Columbus, Mississippi. It's Brandon.
Brandon from Columbus, got him.
All right. I love this analogy. I love this analogy. Car, battery, vehicle, overall health. What how does that work as far as Marcus Smart and the Celtics are concerned? Is he the battery, or is he supercharger? Or is it going to be different from the Celtics when Smart comes back? They start with him back on Friday. They haven't played for 10 days.
Yeah, the difference in that is Marcus Smart. If we're going to go car talk, I mean, we might as well call up Click and Clack, the Tip and Tap brothers. I mean, even Lil Wayne's referenced them in one of his rap songs, my brother's Click and Clack. Anyway, Marcus Smart is more of the radiator. He's out in the front and center, busting his arse to get it done for the team. But also, there's a reason why in demolition derbies that cars don't start driving forward at each other. Every single car in the demolition derby starts in reverse. I don't know how many listeners or members of our crew here on the show have been to county fairs and demolition derbies, but there's a reason why you don't drive head first immediately at the other vehicles because you'll knock your radiator right out. And that's your most important part. And you got to have a good radiator that works and it's tough because it keeps the rest of the team cool. You know, he needs to keep the engine cool. He keeps the people in the car cool. So we need some more car sponsors here on Picking Up the Blitz because every analogy is going that way.
Listen, okay, Columbus, while we got you on the line and everything, this question could go to both of you, actually. Why do you guys value these? I feel like you guys, you look at Marcus Smart and you value him because of whether it's his effort or his toughness as opposed to his skill, the same way that KB always values Draymond Green, way overrated than he really is. When we have all realized that this league has transitioned completely to a three-point skill position league, that you don't need the muscle guy in there as the regulator anymore. And if you're telling me that Marcus Smart is the radiator that's keeping everybody cool or whatever the hell you were just talking about in a demolition derby, He is like one of the last pieces that I'd be concerned with. Let me let Brandon from the Blitz Brigade take this one over.
He's going to be able to answer this one best from the Blitz Brigade because he's heard the best and the worst from both of us on this subject time and time again. You have not been sold on Marcus Smart, so now is the time.
Let's go.
If you look at the this downward spiral that the Celtics have been on without having confronted Cleveland more than one game, it is exactly aligned with Smart's blow up and his injury and his absence from the team. I don't think it's a coincidence at all. I don't know whether the typical NBA team needs a muscle man enforcer like that who can play in the clutch, but Boston apparently certainly does.
Well, not only do they
–
go ahead, Eddie. No, I cut you off. I apologize.
The only thing that I'm just saying with this guy is I've watched him play, and I've seen him play really good games, and I've seen him play really, really poorly. And I think that what – this is just my opinion again. KP, you can take this one right after me, man. The only thing I'm thinking with the Boston Celtics is that really we're seeing a lack. I think that you guys, everybody was a little bit more hyped on Jaylen Brown. I think Al Horford is really not – he's a nice player. He's not the guy to build because, again, you can't really build around a center anymore in this league. And I just think that the roster that started off so hot with so much confidence with the beginning of a new era for Kyrie Irving has just hit a lull. And it's just a mid-season lull. And they'll still figure it out because they have enough talent. It's just, in the end, it is what we think. Look at it on paper. You look at the roster, and that's what it's really going to be in the end. So they'll come back, and they'll have another winning streak, and they'll have another losing streak, and they'll make it to the playoffs and everything. But in the end, Marcus Smart isn't going to be the guy to carry you past Cleveland or for Toronto, even Toronto for that matter. You know, Toronto's sneaking back up, and I think they're taking the first place in the East again. So
well, that's where you got to think about guys like that's where you got to think about guys like Kyle Lowry and different players on Cleveland, and understand that while Boston has hit this lull in the midseason, it's been while Marcus Smart's been hurt on this hand injury. The main question is, can you trust Marcus Smart going forward? It's not – you're wrong, Eddie, straight up. It's not about how qualified Marcus Smart is. It's can you trust him going forward decision-making, because you have to have him. He can match up with Kyle Lowry. He can handle a lot of dudes. He has a reputation as a flopper because he is a flopper. But he understands the rules and the regulations, and he knows how to get it done. And most of anything that Marcus Smart is underrated on is he understands the momentum of the game. He's really good at it, man, and it takes a high-talented scout to see his potential.
I think that's exactly right.
Does anybody know his contract situations off the top of their heads?
He's paid about lower than mediocrity, man. I mean, he does not demand much money, and
I have a feeling his rookie contract's going to expire at the end of this year. I believe so.
I don't know the answer to that. That's an interesting question.
Maybe he's going to give you every single thing that he has because he wants to get paid. So if you're looking at least from that point, I could agree with you a little bit. Maybe that sways the argument. What do you mean no?
Marcus Smart, if you were going to get paid $5 for the show,
you're going to perform a little bit differently, bro. It's a fact. When you see the green, you're going
to
play harder.
He used to beat kids up with rocks. He doesn't care about his contract. He cares about winning and looking good. He has one of the poorest shooting percentages in the league, but some kind of way finds a way to hit clutch shots. He is an underrated individual in the NBA that constantly needs to be underrated so that he can increase his skill set. I mean,
we got other stuff to get to.
Yeah, we can't stick on Marcus Smart all night. But Brandon from Columbus, as always, or Columbus from Brandon, got him. I mean, you got us on this one. What else you got here before we let you go here on Picking of the Blitz? That was a great blitz.
I've got a quick observation, and then I want to see how you all react to it off the air. I think if we can go to the NFL, and if we can go to the upcoming NFL draft, and I'm looking, of course, at the Giants. I think that the only pick that makes good sense for New York with the number two pick is the running back from Penn State University, Barkley. The Giants already have a quarterback. There's a lot of questions about the quarterbacks in the draft. The Giants' average yards per rushing carry this year was 3.9. Their leading ground gainer, Orleans Darkwell, had an average of 4.4, which is not bad at all, but only 770
for the year. Overstated by his couple of explosive runs. That average does not make sense for him.
I think that's right. I think that's right too. And I'll just put one other factual statistic on you. The Giants have not had a 1,000-yard rusher. And they're not all that rare any longer. But the Giants have not had a 1,000-yard rusher since Ahmad Bradshaw. Eli Manning deserves a better offensive line for sure than the stumble bums that he's got up ahead of him now, and he for sure deserves a good running back. And I think that Barkley is the common sense. Pick. I hope they take Barkley, and I'll be anxious to see what y'all think.
Well, we're going to let you know what I think on the other side of the break, because I have some strong opinions about everything. I'll let you know where I agree and where I don't agree on the other side of the break here on Picking of the Blitz. That's a great question. Stay on with us at hold here, Brandon, or click the link to listen, or find us on Facebook, iTunes, Twitter. You know the deal. Hold tight. I'm going to get you the answer to that question. This is Picking with the Blitz with Kyle Beck, Eddie Payne, Mad Money Mike. Holler out. We'll be right back.
This is KB from Picking with the Blitz with KB and E-Fane. E-Fane and I pick up a lot of our NBA material from PrimeCombine.com. It's a lifestyle blog that features current articles on sports, entertainment, and lifestyle topics. If you're tired of scrolling through your newsfeed just like me and seeing a bunch of garbage, you gotta go check out PrimeCombine.com. It's updated daily, and I guarantee you, you will find something that interests you. Again, that is PrimeCombine.com.
Picking up the Blitz with KB and E-Fane is brought to you by the Near Food Mart on 1856 Valley Avenue, right across the street from the Premier Ford dealership. Near Food Mart is famous in Winchester for their Cajun-style crispy, crunchy fried chicken. Not only does Near Food Mart have the best fried chicken in town, they got the best wings too. And no need to drink and drive to get there, our good friend of the show, Roz, will deliver the chicken and booze right to you. You make sure you call Roz from the Near Food Mart at 540-450-8107. Find the Near Food Mart on Facebook, too.
Wild Dog Hot Sauce is a Caribbean-influenced hot sauce that will enhance and complement the flavor of almost any dish. Use it often and enjoy. It's addictive. It'll get you lit. Mild, mango, and kiwi, Wild Dog's got what you need. Email wilddoghotsauce@gmail.com for your first bottle of that bold flavor, and you'll know what KB and E-Fan are talking about with their bold Wild Dog Picks of the Week every week here on Picking Up the Blitz.
Hey, Alabama, Mississippi, come and ride with a G. Dallas, ride with a G. And Houston, ride with a G. Carolinas, Virginia, Philly, come and ride with a G. Memphis, ride with a G. Chicago, ride with a G. California, Florida, Detroit, they all go ride with a G. Phoenix, ride with a G. St. Louis, ride with a G. Seattle, ride with a G. Jersey, ride with a G. Vegas, New York, and D.C.
Hey, everybody's looking to ride with the G or be the real G. I'm the real G right here, but I don't even know if you're allowed to ride with me. But I do know two guys that are allowed to ride with me. That's my boy, Mad Money Mike, producer behind the glass, co-host E-Fane of the show, Picking Up the Blitz. We do a great job here. We gotta wrap this Giants talk up very quickly because not very many people care about the Giants right now. But anyway, I'm going to lay my thoughts out here and let E-Fane squash the conversation on this. I think the Giants should draft Saquon Barkley. You got a good running back for the next 9 years. And I think they should also reach in the draft for Lamar Jackson because he will have plenty of time to sit behind Eli Manning and also return punts and take Odell Beckham Jr. out of lethal situations that we would not like to put him in.
I like that Lamar Jackson theory. I like that actually a lot because he's going to
returning punts.
I mean, I don't know if anyone's going to agree with that, but I could see that as you're saying it. I could see that playing out, yeah, because you need to get a playmaker the ball somehow, and obviously he's not going to be playing quarterback for the next 2 years. If he's sitting
there,
I don't know where he's projected to go right now, but if he's sitting there in the third round, they're going to let him drop that far, and I also don't know what your pick situation is, but yeah, that's definitely a thought, man. And you don't want to risk. I mean, if you're going to keep OBJ around, you don't want to risk that. So yeah, I like that theory a lot, man. And yeah, if I were you, like Columbus said as well, you need a running back, dude. You guys have had no one back there for years now. It seems like no one. Deadbeat.
And that and Eddie, you got to understand that's got to have a psychological effect on the offensive line where nobody knows your name on the offensive line. And then when you're blocking for somebody that nobody knows their name either, I mean, it makes your crew feel like crap. There's no morale there. So I think there's a part to putting Barkley back there that gets the offensive line fired up, gets a push. And I think with Lamar Jackson, I think he's three and a half to 4 years ready from being an NFL quarterback. He could do a lot of punt returning, special teams, slot receiving in the time that he's learning from Eli Manning and Pat Shurmur in the Giants offense. I think it's a great idea. But now that we've talked about that, we got to get to your Dolphins, because it is news now that the Miami Dolphins have franchise tagged Jarvis Landry, the leading pass catcher in the NFL.
Yeah. Smart move. If somebody wants to come and take him off our hands this year, I mean, they're going to give him $16 million. He's just such a weird player because he plays harder than hell. He's got that passion, just like Marcus Smart. but what a lame joke. I'll even stop myself on that one.
I feel like that was sarcastic. Funny?
Yeah, that was bad. Anyway, though, but look, man, he's an interesting player, but is he a max value player? I mean, yeah, he has a ton of receptions, but you look at the yards per, not good. Not a deep threat whatsoever. Then again, he also played with Jay Cutler. There's so many different factors to go into the Dolphins. I just don't understand what they do when they give big contracts to Kenny Stills, but they don't give him to Jarvis Landry and things like that. And then there's a lot of other stuff that's going on with the Dolphins right now. But I hope he sticks around for another year, and I hope Ryan Tannehill comes back and we get to see what he's able to do with him. Just one more go around, and then figure out what the situation is there from there. But if you're going to want to see a guy keep on playing as hard as he can under a franchise tag, it's Jarvis Landry, man, and there's no lack of passion there. So I'm pretty happy about the move. I think Dolphins fans will agree with me on that one. But, hey, if somebody wants to come and give up two first-round picks real quick for him, I don't hate that either. We might have seen the best of him. We might not have. He plays real hard, but he also running those couple extra yards could risk injury at any given time. So if you want to give us two first-rounders for him, he's all yours. That's the way I feel about him.
I thought you felt different about him in the past. I thought he was a key point to your team.
He was, and, it's just the Dolphins are so pathetic right now and just such a disappointment. Again, another season of it, dude. I'm pretty much right in my off season. Football's done. I don't care a damn about anyone on the organization, anyone in South Beach, anyone down there doing whatever they want, whenever they want to. I'm pretty over Adam Gase. I'm pretty over. I mean, I'm just over it all, man. It was a really disappointing season all around. Once again, we were mediocre. Once again, you were right. No, I'll give you that. You were right about Jay Cutler. Once again, we all just sat there and got our little hopes up after a couple little scrub wins against Tennessee here, and then we had a big one against, I can't even remember who the hell it was, and one of the best wins ever. And then, yeah, Jay Cutler decided he's going to take his $10 million. Yeah, I don't know. I'm hanging out, man. I'll do what I want to do when I want to do it, man. It's the same shit. Okay? And if you really want me to be this passionate fan that really cares about what's going on with the team, then give me a freaking playoff win, dude. Like, please. If I got to see the Patriots – oh, boy. You fired me up now, bro. Because if I got to see the Patriots in the Super Bowl one more time coming out of the AFC East just shitting on the rest of the competition, excuse my language, I'm sorry about it. But enough. And now, yeah, Jarvis Landry's a nice piece. Yeah, he had 112 receptions last year. Yeah, he led the league. What did it get us? What did it get us? To the playoffs? No. Did Jay Cutler get us the playoffs? No. Did Ryan Tannehill get us the playoffs? Sort of. Matt Moore kind of finished the job. It's a pathetic shit show down here. And if this is the only story, no one seems to be making any moves. Once again, there's no real talk of what we're going to do in the draft. No one seems to ever pan out for us. So that's where I stand on the whole thing. Somebody wants to call in about it, go ahead.
It looks like we do have a caller. Let's go ahead and bring him on.
Bring on the caller. Caller, where are you bringing the bullets from?
Oh, hello. It's big fan Brian from Northern Virginia. Thanks for been holding a long time. It's one of the better shows. I like the analogies. Well informed. I just kind of wanted to run it by you guys. The front office of the Boston Celtics, to take it back to a previous conversation, nobody really, you don't know what you don't know. No one really knows what's going on there, but it's run by very level-headed, very cool, even-keeled, milk-drinking Midwestern Mormons. Brad Stevens, Dan, these are Midwest basketball guys. They want to teach the team kind of running at a cool temperature. You never see them get excited on the sidelines. Danny Ainge or Brad Stevens, it's very even-keeled, no emotions, and this Marcus Smart tantrum takes away toughness. And it's not going to go away with unintended consequences. He's not going to come back in 10 days to be on the starting lineup and put in, you know, 42 minutes. It's going to have far-reaching consequences. He has let them, they've already had Gordon Haywood get hurt on the court in a legit play injury. And this, they need every man, everyone stepping up, and we lost an asset, a role-playing asset in the temper tantrum. And Brad Stevens, he's not a phone-breaking, phone-slamming-down dude. He's got a long memory. He's even-keeled, and this is going to have far-reaching consequences, the likes of which we have no idea, and we can't even speculate because you don't know what you don't know. But Danny Ainge is certainly not going to forget, you know, trying to mend Gordon Haywood and now dealing with a tantrum. You got to think these are older guys. They've raised children, and they're going to look at – how old is Marcus Smart, 22? 23,
yeah,
24 or something?
But he didn't have to mend Gordon Haywood. All he had to do was accept that the dude went down for the year and the title hopes of beating Golden State went down for the year. Because
Jason Tatum, 19-year-old kid, stepped up nicely, has stepped up nicely. And a lot of other people on the team have unexpectedly stepped into leadership roles and have been relatively effective.
We need to get into a more realistic look at.
I don't want to dwell too much on it. He's the only returning starter, and we take him to L.A., and he embarrasses us. And, again, like, think of who is in the leadership role. These are people that they live basketball. They have no other vice. There's no alcohol. They've been married a long time. They're not partying. You know what I mean? This is their vice. And imagine somebody, you know, someone with another vice. You have now messed with the supply. And that's the kind of, you know what I mean, this is their vice. This is their life. Also, to kind of pivot to something more pleasant, I work with a lot of people. Are there any talking points you can throw at me about the All-Star game? I did not watch it. I work with a lot of sports fans. Did anything stand out at Saturday's All-Star game that's conversation worthy?
No.
No. Okay. Sorry. That's why I didn't watch it. I was hoping
Fergie's
to kind of
national anthem, but I'm pretty sure that's
Fane comes through in the clutch. Caller, you probably already heard about the Fergie thing, huh?
Yeah, I know. And I was trying to, like, pivot away from that to more pleasant things, and I wanted to say something else. Did you hear about this play or, you know, did you see the – you know, to pivot the conversation away from, you know, less divisive issues.
Did you guys see what Fergie had to say in response?
Come on, man.
Why did I get Fergie in your mind, dude? I knew this was going to happen. I didn't even bring this up at all, man.
What was her response, though, while we're on it?
She said, at least I didn't piss my pants on stage this time.
Oh, that's terrible. All right, I don't know anything about it.
The Mormons aren't going to like that one.
Yep. All right, never mind.
No, hey, listen.
Thanks for having me.
Ryan. All right, well, if we lost it, we lost it. But, hey, man, look, if we're going to touch on the All-Star game for just a second here, man, at least they tried. They played well. It was an entertaining game. I watched the highlights of it. Like I said earlier, I didn't watch the game, man. But it was good to see there was actually some defense played. It wasn't just a free-for-all. You could tell the guys were trying to play against each other, which at least brought some of my interest back, man. Because it just got so ridiculous over the last couple of years that I stopped watching. But now maybe next year I'll tune in. I probably won't watch the dunk contest with a bunch of no-names anymore, and I probably won't watch the three-point contest just because I don't care. Everybody's a great three-point shooter. Every night
I know, it's
a three-point contest.
The game itself
went on pretty well from what I've heard, from what I saw on highlights. So maybe next year it'll get my attention.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. Thanks.
I'm sorry if I offended anybody by my previous comment. But it did happen, and so you can't unchange history.
Yeah. All right. Well, appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for calling again, Brian from Northern Virginia. He's always a good caller. He's a big part of the Blitz Brigade. Always love having him. Eddie Fane, what else we got here going on?
Why? When did she piss her pants on stage?
Oh, just YouTube it or Google it, dude.
That really happened?
Yeah. She's a member of the Black Ops.
Why don't you go ahead and post that link on the Facebook page, please? Because I'm going to want to give this a little gander here in a minute. But what a good segue is off of Fergie pissing her pants? Pat Mahomes versus Jimmy Garoppolo.
Which we will get to on the other side of the break. And we will also have the link on Mad Money Mike's going to upload the link of Fergie doing her. Let's just stop talking about it. Bad radio. But on the flip side of the break, Pat Mahomes or Jimmy Garoppolo? Who you got, Holmes? I'm going Pat Mahomes.
This is KB from Pick 'em to the Blitz with KB and E-Fane. E-Fane and I pick up a lot of our NBA material from PrimeCombine.com. It's a lifestyle blog that features current articles on sports, entertainment, and lifestyle topics. If you're tired of scrolling through your newsfeed just like me and seeing a bunch of garbage, you gotta go check out PrimeCombine.com. It's updated daily, and I guarantee you, you will find something that interests you. Again, that is PrimeCombine.com.
Picking up the Blitz with KB and Ethane is brought to you by the Near Food Mart on 1856 Valley Avenue, right across the street from the Premier Ford dealership. Near Food Mart is famous in Winchester for their Cajun-style crispy, crunchy fried chicken. Not only does Near Food Mart have the best fried chicken in town, they got the best wings too. And no need to drink and drive to get there, our good friend of the show, Roz, will deliver the chicken and booze right to you. You make sure you call Roz from the Near Food Mart at 540-450-8107. Find the Near Food Mart on Facebook, too.
Wild Dog Hot Sauce is a Caribbean-influenced hot sauce that will enhance and complement the flavor of almost any dish. Use it often and enjoy. It's addictive. It'll get you lit. Mild, mango, and kiwi, Wild Dog's got what you need. Email wilddoghotsauce@gmail.com for your first bottle of that bold flavor, and you'll know what KB and Ethan are talking about with their bold Wild Dog Picks of the Week every week here on Picking Up the Blitz.
Where do them suckers get it at? Where do they get them chickens at? I'll tell you who's looking for a little chicken. There's a couple teams that are looking for a little chicken. A little Kirkland Cousins chicken from Costco. I'm talking about Kirk Cousins. And I'll tell you what, he's got a difficult decision to make here. Because he's had a decision to make every single year. Because he's been under the franchise tag every single year. And he's been making good money under that. But now he's got to look at a whole nother decision. And people will lead you to believe that, especially like D'Amore Smith, the leader of the NFL Players Association, that, oh, you have to sign this deal with the New York Jets. They're offering you the most guaranteed money. If you don't accept this deal and get paid as much money as you can, then it's going to set a bad precedent for future quarterbacks going forward. For me, if I was Kirk Cousins, I would say to hell with that. I want to win. And I don't see the New York Jets organization as a setup situation to win immediately in the near future ever or ever even having stability. What they're laying down on the line is a lot of money. But what he's also looking at with Denver is a great opportunity. So I'm throwing this one to E. Fain because the NFLPA is telling Kirk Cousins that he needs to accept this deal from the New York Jets and set a precedent and be the highest paid quarterback so all these salaries will climb. Or he can take what Denver can offer him and win some potential championships with a real Super Bowl window. Eddie, what do you think the right thing to do is? And also, what do you think the right decision to make is?
Listen, there's so many different angles to look at here. First and foremost, that Kirk Cousins could be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, if that fact that you just stated was correct, is absurd. All right, that's like one of the dumbest things I've ever heard, because this guy's proven absolutely nothing to us year in and year out, except that he keeps on consistently being a franchise tag kind of guy. All right, if the New York Jets really go and think that they're going to win right now by adding Kirk Cousins, considering I couldn't name one receiver on their team, then they're out of their mind. And to go pay him that kind of money when they could easily go, and as the mock drafts have come out today, Baker Mayfield sitting there for the New York Jets, I doubt that that would actually happen. But there are a great list of quarterbacks there, and they have a relatively high draft pick, I believe 6. No. Don't do that. If you're Kirk Cousins, you don't want to do that unless you want the spotlight of the Big Apple when you're eventually just going to crumble under and you're just going to be booed out of New York as many others have come and gone from the New York Jets. Okay? So that would be the stupid – that'll probably be what happens. Stupidest move to make on both parts. A couple other teams, just to throw this out there for everybody. Arizona, that's one with interest. Carson Palmer, come on. It's about done. Denver, obviously. And then you got the Vikings are out there, which, again, doesn't really make that much sense to me. And the Jaguars make a lot of sense if they could get rid of Blake Bortles, because Blake Bortles is so detrimental to the team that it's ridiculous. If I had to pick one that makes the most sense for everybody after his just awful after awful after awful after the great Peyton Manning is gone, it's John Elway saying to Kirk, hey, man, here's where you're going to thrive for the next 3 years. Whatever they sign him to, in the prime of his career at 28, 29, 30, whatever the hell he is, it just seems that for both parties, the most sense to be made here, Kirk Cousins becomes Denver Bronco. New York goes and tries and finds something to build with in the draft, because God knows New York is not a piece away. All right, they're not even close. The New York Jets are the most dissembled. They're worse than the Dolphins. They're so far away, it's ridiculous. But that's, if you had to ask me on Kirk Cousins, man, and I have a feeling that you're kind of leaning towards that as well, it's Denver as the destination that makes the most sense.
Yeah, Eddie, nope. I have to agree. But when you have when you have such pressure on you from a players association and the players to set a precedent in that kind of money, which raises that kind of money to go against the owners, you have to take advantage of that. So
how much money are we talking?
I don't see a whole lot of.
You know, I'm a firm believer in money talks, bro. And so that might be the case. Kirk just gets, but he's been getting paid fat, bro. He's been getting paid. Like, that dude is stacked. He's loaded. He's got cash on deck, bro. But so what I'm saying is, how much money do we know the exact figures that New York's throwing out there? Has an offer actually been made?
Yeah, we're talking about $90 million guaranteed over 5 years.
And then the actual numbers will probably be like $155 million, $90 million guaranteed, 5 years.
Yeah, that's somewhere around there. I'm not willing to. I don't have the numbers right. We don't have enough time to pre. Yeah, go ahead.
If Kirk Cousins wants to win, it's not New York. If Kirk Cousins wants to go in there and get booed out in two years and walk with $90 million, then Kirk Cousins might go to New York. Once you throw $90 million in anybody's face, man, I don't know what Denver can match with. I'm not sure, the figures, but Jesus, that's such a
Eddie,
he could be the
face
of New York for a year until they hate you.
It does say something about how much he does not believe in Jay Gruden. Because if he thought that Jay Gruden could win in some Super Bowls, he'd be willing to take a pay cut for all the sponsorship deals. So there's something to be said for that as well, too, Holmes.
Yeah, absolutely. What are we talking? We're still talking about Kirk Cousins. I hate this guy. I'm like, I don't understand it, man. Why does he get a $90 million check? And we're over here busting our ass on picking up the blitz, you know, just trying to bring the viewers, the listeners, what they want. Where's my
dude,
money, man? Money. Where's my
dude?
Because
Kirk Cousins can actually sling the football a little bit.
But he's not.
But,
he's not very good, Beck. And for 3 years, you've been telling me, oh yeah, this dude, this might be the year of Captain Kirk, whatever other stupid things you say. And you say, oh yeah, dude.
I bailed on him this year.
I know, because he's not that good, man. Like, it's just face facts. He's not that good. The best situation for him where he might be able to thrive as a player is clearly Denver, right? I mean, maybe Arizona, but isn't Bruce Arians retired now too or something happened over there in Arizona? I don't trust anything. Larry Fitzgerald, at the end, he's been carrying everybody on his back, carried somebody in, you know, to a fantasy championship in my league this year. And so if you ask me, it's Denver, man. And because those guys at least have, you know, a couple dudes there as receivers that can play.
I think Kirk might be done, dog.
Well, Kirk's not done. If he goes to New York, his career's done. But he's going to walk away as a very rich man for a very long time.
I think he's going to go to Cleveland, or he's going to go to New York for big money, and he's going to be done.
Right now, Denver. I'm telling you right now, Denver, it'll probably come out tomorrow that he took the money and goes to New York. I think Cleveland's ridiculous. Arizona's out of the question. Jacksonville still, for some reason, believes in Blake Bortles. And the other guy, Minnesota's got a quarterback carousel over there. I don't think they're going to make him an offer.
If he goes to Denver, how much is he getting paid a year?
Mad Money's got to be on that one, dude. I've already given up on computer use for this show. We've hit the halfway point.
No, just in your mind, I mean, he's a – in my mind, he's a $16 to $18 million a year quarterback.
The Broncos only have 20 – yeah, I don't know if they're going to afford him, man. I'm just – yeah, so then that makes more sense that he's going to go to the Jets, I guess. But it's just – I'm saying for Kirk Cousins
– you're missing the point. Eddie, you're missing the point. The reason he would go to the Jets is because the NFL Players Association would push him that way to say, hey – You're the newest, hottest free agent. Go take the biggest contract because that pushes the contracts up. It sets the precedence up. You can't say that. That's where you start tarnishing stuff, Eddie. You can't say that because who do you think cares about that? The actual players care about that. So you have to take that into recognition.
I feel like Kirk Cousins has kind of always done his own thing and could care less about the team or anybody besides Kirk Cousins. Which is
Kirk Cousins has never been.
He refused to.
You
to
wouldn't
give
know.
In. He refused
you wouldn't
to
know.
Buy into what Washington was selling.
You wouldn't know if he wanted to do his own thing. He's never had the opportunity. So this is the time that you got to make the call. So what's your call?
Denver.
That's where I think you should go too. I would take, if I was Kirk Cousins, Eddie, I would take $13 to $14 million. I'd go to Denver and try
and
win a
damn
championship.
He's been getting paid 20 a year. He's been getting paid like 22 a year, hasn't he? Mad Money, where's he going? Mad Money, drop it right now on us. Give us the final freaking word on this topic because it's done before game balls, and we got one more thing to cover. Mad Money, where is Kirk Cousins going, bro?
Room curveball. Mad Money. Well, guess that's that.
What else you got before game balls, Beck?
Nothing. I kind of want to figure out where Kirk's going, and I kind of want to figure out the first three picks in the draft. That's what's driving me crazy in the sports world, especially because the NBA took such a long break in the All-Star break. They took an extra long break. I didn't care about
stop.
The All-Star game.
Stop.
Just play
stop.
Through the whole
stop.
Season.
Stop. I'm ready for NBA season to be over just as much as the next guy. We're done with that. I have to ask you because it's on my piece of paper here, and I've been waiting for you to bring this up because I don't know why you're so high on Pat Mahomes. This was like the first thing you brought up to me when I spoke to you pre-show. You wanted to tell me why Pat Mahomes, you're so sold on this guy when we've seen – we're essentially putting Pat Mahomes side-by-side versus Jimmy Garoppolo, and you're going to tell me why Pat Mahomes is so much better than Jimmy Garoppolo when we've seen Jimmy Garoppolo – start five games, win five games, and turn around a whole season for the San Francisco 49ers, which in retrospect they should have never done because it's just costing them draft picks and did no favors except for seeing what Jimmy Garoppolo had as a sample size. So We've seen him play with the Patriots in that system. We've seen him win 5 out of 5 with San Francisco in that system. We haven't seen Patrick Mahomes do anything except play college football. And now, yeah, he's got some talent there in Kansas City, but I can't see them being but 6-10 with him. He's going to struggle, whereas Jimmy Garoppolo seems ready to take the helm there in San Francisco and lead them to the playoffs. I think San Francisco 49ers, as it stands right now, are a playoff team next year. So tell me why Patrick Mahomes is so much better than Garoppolo in your mind. I think this is just a guy you're either going to hit or miss.
You're swinging big. Aaron Rodgers has been one that hasn't understood the whole plays and the play calling system and understood defenses the whole time. And what's got him out of trouble? Arm talent. I wasn't saying one guy was going to be a bust or one guy wasn't Eddie. I was saying who was going to be the bigger star, because I think both of these guys are going to be great. I think they're both going to be great. I was asking who's going to be better. They both. Jimmy Garoppolo is big, calm, and composed in the pocket, and he makes great decisions. Pat Mahomes he's a little athletic. I think I just made up a word there.
Eat some poison, athletic boy. I'll tell you what, Bang. You know how to finish this sucker with a bang, bro.
But you know what I'm getting at? He can make every throw from every angle, no matter what foot's not let off the ground. So you got to look and you got to start thinking about which one. And remember that Garoppolo has Kyle Shanahan. Mahomes has Andy Reid. But none of those other assistant coaches that made all of his other quarterbacks great. So you got to factor that into your decision, Eddie. Which one of these guys is going to be better? I think Mahomes' arm talent is so much better than Aaron Rodgers or Garoppolo's.
I mean, dude, you're really going for the home run.
And now you checked me. You checked me with that little voice check. You checked me with that little voice check. And I think that Pat Mahomes has a lot better weapons than Garoppolo has. And don't be surprised if Pat Mahomes is a superstar midway through next season.
You know what, man? Hey, listen, that's a good way to tee up the game balls, and hopefully he does. I think he's really, really hoping hard.
And now, game balls given out by your boy E-Fane and Kyle Beck, brought to you by Gold Chains and Champagne Entertainment. Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Dom of Daddy like first!
Me or you? Who's going?
Dom of Daddy first!
Okay, and I'll go ahead and take it. My game ball goes to Dwayne Wade. Coming way back down to Miami. He's probably not going to do anything for us. He is older than Father Time himself, but hey, man, it's good to see him back in a Heat jersey, and hopefully he finishes out his career here, as I think he intends to do. I can't wait to keep on watching Heat games, because he's actually going to draw some fan interest for me in a mediocre 8-seed Miami Heat season that is just pathetic to watch, because these guys don't get up for any games. AB, who you got?
Hey, what I got? I got me, myself, and I, because I recognize the potential of Pat Mahomes. This guy's
going
to be
taking the game ball.
I'm taking the game ball for picking Pat Mahomes. No, I'm not taking the game ball. I'm just sliding that in on the slick sacks. I know I got 30 seconds more time. My real game ball is going to my boy Austin Dillon, who should be your boy too, because we did a semester or two at HBU, High Point University, with the Cat. Our school even sponsored the Cat, and he won the Daytona 500. Eddie, did he crash him to win, or what happened there? I think he crashed.
Yeah, he crashed him to win. We locked that kid in the dumpster one time, that little dweeb. Dude, I hated that little sucker, man. I can't believe he ever got out of that dumpster, bro. These kids that are NASCAR drivers, man, I swear to God, bro, you want to freaking be a NASCAR driver, you got to be the biggest nerd I ever met in my entire life, bro. Get the hell out of here, Austin Dillon, you little dweeb. I'll put you back in that trash can I ever see you again, you little scumbag. And he probably did crash that guy out because he's black. That kid's a racist from North Carolina anyway. I hate him. Hey, Austin Dillon, you're never getting on the show, buddy, so don't call for any favors, you little scumbag.
Austin Dillon, come on the show anytime. But before we let him on the show, we're going to have to let him out that dumpster. We're going to have to load him at the dumpster.
Yeah, put him
and
in the dumpster.
According to him, he told me I got out. Oh, wait, that was Jeremy Fitter from old school. So, pick up the Blitz, call back, Teddy Fane, Mad Money Mike. Tune in next week. This is no better than this.